Yesterday, I think we had a very interesting at every stretch of the word, election debate. The first one that we'll have here on Good Morning Cape Town. We have another one planned in about 2 weeks' time. And then we have a third election debate with the premier candidates of the parties who are contesting here in the Western Cape. But Derek Marko, he's an electoral advisor at the national and provincial level, was at our election debate. I asked him to give us a little bit of an insight on what he thought at the performance of political parties. Morning, Derek. Really appreciate your time and really appreciate your presence in Mitchell's Plain yesterday. A lot of the feedback that we got on our WhatsApp and on our social media channels, that there were plenty of parties simply saying what was wrong in the state of this country and the state of this province, but very, very few policy and solution driven proposals by the political party representatives. Your thoughts on yesterday's debates?
Good morning, Lester. Thank you for inviting me to this quick review. Four quick points. The first one, you're right, parties are still very concerned with their own successes, and then also critique of other parties' failures. And so the ideas were very scattered. And they were really trying to steamroll a whole lot of stories around victories and so on. Secondly, I think the debate around land and poverty, deprivation, crime, inequality, and living conditions wouldn't necessarily address both as policy issues, but just as an understanding of the context in which we are operating within the province itself. And then the third point that for me is very important that came through partially but didn't really address the issue, and that is the fragmentation of the poor. And so it was a very lengthy debate around colored and black and all of those things, but our understanding of the poor has become fragmented also in the way in which political parties were presenting themselves, and this was very disturbing. And then just a last comment with regard to parties. I think it was really weak representation of the way in which they understand the context, also a weak representation of the way in which they are presenting themselves to the citizens of this province. And parties who have an interest of the voter and the citizen at heart for the Western Cape will have to really consider some serious fundamentals. They have to improve their thinking and representation and presentation on the lives of people. They have to talk and give us a deeper explanation around issues of unity and issues of equality. They need to provide us with clarity on matters with regard to coalitions. They need to work on and provide us with a much more clear understanding of crime, of gangs, of safety and security, of drugs and extortion. And they need to provide us with a much better understanding of how they're going to deal with the land issue, how they're dealing with the many, many, many informal settlements that are just growing by the day, and so on and so forth. So collectively, I think it was a good idea of just how scattered parties still are, and there needs to be a much more focused way of presenting themselves to the public.
Derek, I've been going through either abbreviated versions. I'm struggling to go through a more than 200-page EFF manifesto, but what I largely sense amongst many, many political parties is it that there isn't a cogent policy to contest this, because many of our political party manifestos, policies, are actually the same. Our political parties are actually saying the same thing. They all want to create between 2 and 5 million jobs in the next 5 years. Very few political parties are telling me how they'll actually do that, Derek.
Matt, that's exactly the problem that we are faced with, Lester. After 30 years of democracy, I heard you speaking about 71 years in Mexico with one party ruling. But after 30 years of democracy, I think there's a need to almost stop and reposition ourselves and provide us with very clear guidelines as to how you're going to reconstruct and create a society that is much more conducive to the lives of so many of our citizens.
Derek Marco is an electoral observer, national, provincial level. I'd love your thoughts on yesterday's debate. John, nothing happened to Peter Murray. He was safe. They all shook hands and they actually, in fact, hugged after yesterday's.